about the Tower of Babel. And if you haven't understood yet, perhaps our theme today is about God being famous, not us being famous. That's what we're looking at today, because that seems to be where these people in the Old Testament got it wrong. They were descendants of Noah, so about in chapter 8, the flood is clear, and they start to make the land. Chapter 9 and 10 just seem to be long lists of people, as there often is in the Old Testament, long lists of all Noah's relatives. There was quite a lot of them. And in chapter 10, they start to spread out and start to kind of populate the earth. And then in chapter 11, we have this strange little story about this group of people who want to reach the heavens. And that was where God was. God, and then when other religions came out, gods. That's where the gods were, heavens. It was where all the people with the power were. And they wanted to be famous. They wanted to be notorious. They wanted to have their name known. Why? That was a good question. But I guess there's perhaps that sense in us that, you know, for us to be famous, for us to have power and money, Lily Allen puts it, I want to be rich and I want to be famous, I want lots of money, in one of her songs where she parodies that culture and asks, why? Why? Why is that the goal? Why is that the prize? And in contrast to this, as Paul has already alluded to about what Jesus taught his disciples, the Christian life is one of loving service. It's not about making our name known, but about pointing to the one who is greater than we will ever be. It's about building God's kingdom, not about building ours. I mean, I could build my kingdom. Everyone would have to wear glittery shoes, I think. Chocolate would be mandatory for breakfast, I reckon. We'd all have to listen to like Beyonce all the time. That would be like the soundtrack of the kingdom. But thankfully, well, maybe to some, I'm not out here trying to build my kingdom. That's not the kingdom that I'm called to build. It's God's kingdom that I'm called to build. And I have to remember that. About 2.5 years ago, a team and I, we planted a church. It's called Christ Church. And sometimes when I'm talking about it with people, they go, Stephen, how wonderful that you have built that and you have grown that and that all those people come and see you every week. And I'm like, I hope they're not there to see me. That's definitely not what the point is. And I have to remind myself that that's not the point of Christ Church. It's not gathering a group of people around me every Sunday afternoon so I feel a bit popular and I'm like, oh, look, 40 people came to hang out with me this afternoon in the heat. That's nice. That's not what it's about. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes. I mean, actually, we're here to explore God. This is God's church, not my church. But why would we want to do that? Well, I think we do that because of the God that we want to point people towards. And that's a God that Psalm 100 in the Message version says is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. And I think that's just one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible. Because this God that I want to point people towards is just amazing. It's a transformational God whose name is love. And that is God's true being. I don't believe God has a bad bone in the body, if God had a body. That's a discussion for another time. That's another sermon, maybe. But this is a God who taught me what love was, who told me that I was enough just the way I am, who calls me and each of us by name and has plans for us, wonderful things, plans not to harm us, but to give us a great life full of exciting things. And when the going does get tough, God does not leave us, but walks those tricky paths with us. It's a God who is there from the moment I wake up and does not leave me till the moment my head hits the pillow, but doesn't leave when my head hits the pillow and my eyes shut for a night's rest, but stays with me all the time, who sees and knows every one of my emotions and joins with me in them. If I am rejoicing and happy, God rejoices with me. If I am sad and lamenting, God puts an arm around me. That's the kind of God that I want everyone to experience, and why I want my life to be one that points towards God. It's that last line of the Lord's Prayer. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, not mine. But it's a real challenge, And it's one we have to work at. And I think we work at it by the Spirit working in us. The Spirit is a part of the Trinity. There's God, there's Jesus, the one who told all the stories and walked on earth. And then there's the Spirit, who's this slightly mystical part of the Trinity, but who is here with us today. That one who nudges us, who challenges us, who wraps us up in love. And I think as we open ourselves up to the Spirit, we start to want to point towards God a little bit more and a little bit more. If you're here and you're not particularly Christian, or maybe you're on that exploring journey, that God I've just described is the God I invite you to take a chance on, to see, God, are you there? What might you do in my life this week that might mean I want to tell other people about you? And maybe if, like me, you've been a Christian a long time, and a bit like Chris was talking about last week, if you're here last week, you can, perhaps sometimes we can get a little bit weary of telling people about God and pointing towards God. I know I do sometimes. We can pray, God, this week, re-remind me, surprise me, open my eyes just a little bit wider than they've been opened before. Show me something that I can't wait to tell people about. I'm just going to finish by praying that prayer. Loving God, help us not to get caught up in making our name known and forgetting that you are the one we want people to know. So if we're new to all this and we're just exploring, loving God, I pray that you would reveal yourself to us this week, that we might see something which hooks us on you, that makes us want to join the God fandom. And if we're not new to this, if we've been walking with you for a while, God, I just pray that you would open our eyes a little bit wider, that we would see something new that you've never done before. Remind us why we signed up to follow you. In your name, amen. Amen. We're going to have a little discussion time now. That's what we do after this. And just as a way of practicing pointing to God,